there are new projects in there. There are large, sizable projects, but then there's a lot of repair wooden structures, repair roofs, paint, plumbing, bathrooms. So I told the city commission my focus is going to be back to basics. I think they agree. We went to them yesterday in study session to review our proposed approach going forward. And so what we've done previously, we put metal roofs in all the shelters, which, you know, aesthetically alone, I think made a noticeable difference. The things we're focusing on this year are replacing and painting the lumber on picnic tables and benches, installing water fountains. And we have a hodgepodge of water fountains, quite a few of them vandalized, quite a few of them not working. So installing water fountains throughout the system. A lot of concrete work was called out in the park master plan. Everything from repairing concrete surfaces to installing ADA access from parking areas to shelters and in different parts of the park, as well as installing ADA parking lots. And so we inventoried every park and had to make some, you know, tough decisions. There were a couple of parks that the park master plan didn't necessarily call for it, but park staff was talking about, you know, they get enough use looking at adding a parking lot, and it's surprising how quickly a parking lot can add up to $250,000. We kind of culled that list down to some things that we think we can make some major impact real quickly. We can contract it out. So we've got about $1 million worth of work identified just in terms of painting, repairs, concrete work, bathroom work,